Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Sans Pants Radio, Australia's dumbest podcast network.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star, where we ask the important questions like, which Jedi could you seamlessly replace?
Which Jedi could you shamelessly replace?
Which Jedi
could you call Seamus?
All of them, they just won't answer.
Yeah.
Hey, Seamus! No, Luke.
No, I reckon some would respond.
That was probably is a Jedi. The Jedi's named Seamus. Yeah.
Jedi Knight yes. Seamus.
Also, the alien ones, like the guy with the big long neck and then Kit Fisto. I think they'd respond because they'd be like, it's an alien, I get it. Then they might just think my name is Seamus.
I thought you were going to be like, they would respond because they'd be like, am I Seamus? Is that what's happening?
It's always, is that my new Jedi name?
It's always good when the episode jumps off on a riff of me fucking up the intro.
Knowing
full well that my fuck up is definitely in the recording.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, 100%.
In a way, we guarantee it.
Anyway,
I could seamlessly replace Qui-Gon Jinn from The Phantom Menace.
Yeah, Qui-Gon Jinn?
Yeah, Qui-Gon Jinn.
Qui-Gon Jinn.
I think his name now is Seamus.
Seamus Jinn.
All right, so you're Seamus Jinn in The Phantom Menace. So, I'm going to ask a very brave question.
Please.
Do you remember The Phantom Menace?
By and large, mostly.
All right.
Okay, I need to do is be like Anakin Skywalker.
Incorrect.
Right. Okay, so you're going to
Padawan boy. Right. No.
Seamlessly replace. So, movie opens. It's you and your Padawan.
So the first thing that
me
you have
me and Ewan McGregor.
Yep.
Yes. Seamus Jinn and Ewan McGregor.
Seamus and Ewan. Yeah. Famous Jedi.
We suck in gas on the alien space.
So you're there for a negotiation between Trade Federation and
Naboo.
Embargoes.
Yep. Okay. Well, then again, no, to be honest, there's not really much negotiation goes on.
No.
Their first play is to assassinate. Okay, so they're gassing you.
Yeah, okay. We cut a hole with our lightsabers. That's why we have them, for holes. To get out of the gas room. And then some Federation shit happens.
You get shot a lot.
How are you with wordlessly communicating with your Padawan to do certain things?
Can I whisper it?
No, you have to use sort of gestures, pulling of ears and wiggling of noses.
I like to imagine that I just think that that's a force power and I think it really hard at Ewan McGregor. And I make a groaning noise.
Look, to be honest, you are training Ewan. So,
yes.
You're look, obviously none of us have the force in real life.
Yeah.
So in this situation, we have the force because we're Jedi.
So you would, of course, be training Ewan. So what kind of, secret communication
probably
to make
coughs
sure...
Probably and sneezes instead of hand gestures. Ewan?
And that, and that, of course, means to...
Kill these guys.
So rather than try to escape the droids, you're now cutting through them?
Oh, I thought we were talking to the gross alien guys in robes.
Yeah, but that's a bit later. You got to get out of the gas room first.
Okay, well, we kill the droids, sure. And then we get out of the gas room. Yeah. Then we kill the aliens in robes. I'm just trying to get to Anakin Skywalker.
Okay, so you've started a war.
So I got to tell Anakin Skywalker he's full of bugs.
So, look, no, they haven't. No, well,
no,
they've
he
retaliated
has.
Because they also...
The Separatists declare war on Naboo here now.
Yeah, but, you've all... They're dead.
Who's declaring? Can't declare war if you're dead.
Yeah,
so they made the first strike in terms of trying to assassinate the peacekeepers.
Exactly.
That's fair.
I mean, they did it as well. Like, they did that in the film, and, like, Qui-Gon arguably could have gone a bit harder since they did try to assassinate the peacekeepers.
Jedi usually don't respond with just flat. I knew, obviously,
why
they do.
Your granddad's Jedi.
So. I do respond. Like, to be honest, like, Qui-Gon a bit weak here. Mm-hmm. He could have shown a bit more of a. Again, they tried to assassinate the peacekeeper, so now I'm fully supporting you going, like, complete Rambo on the separatist.
How are you getting off the ship?
Ship.
And also,
do we not have our own ship?
Also, let's not forget that the separate. So, look, spoilers for the Phantom Menace. Yeah. But at the end, that ship does get blown up, killing them all, and that is not the end of the Separatists, because there is more of them.
Okay.
In fact, Count Dooku works for them, which we find out later in the thing.
But I'm not trying to follow Star Wars. I'm trying to get to Anakin Skywalker to tell him he's full of bugs and I gotta bring him to where the Jedi planet.
You need to understand here, Jackson. We understand your goal. And look, we want to help you.
Thank you.
But actions, and I know you haven't learned this lesson in real life, actions...
Yeah.
Have consequences.
And also, in this scenario, you do not know about Anakin Skywalker.
Seamlessly replaced him?
Yeah. Not
Qui-Gon. At this point, Qui-Gon doesn't know fuck about shit about Anakin.
I'm Jackson. When I shamelessly replaced Mario, when we were replacing Mario characters, I knew what the go was. So I, Jackson Bailey, i.e. Seamus Jim, rocket down to Naboo. Day one, find Anakin Skywalker, be like, you're full of bugs, I'm Seamus Jim. I'm stealing you from this water way.
All right, fine. You have this knowledge that you have to search for an Anakin full of bugs.
And you've gone to Naboo.
Yeah.
Okay,
where is
cool.
he?
Where the pod racing is.
On Naboo.
Yeah.
So you've fallen into Naboo. There are some Gungans and mechs or whatever the fuck chasing you.
Uh-huh.
You deal, okay, Jar Jar Binks is there.
Excuse me, Mr. Binks.
Where are the pod racing?
My name is Seamus Jim. Where is the pod racing?
And he'll be like, Misa, don't know, because you saw on the wrong planet. You're a fuckhead.
What do I mean, then? Jar Jar.
Oh, no, pod racing. I reckon they'd have an equivalent. And I reckon Jar Jar would be like, okay.
Misa, take you to
I'll
pod
take
racing.
You to a pod racing. Come
and it's like a race, like pods with gross caterpillars in them and a race for which one comes
out
first. Well,
also, what will probably happen is like, Misa, take you to Gungan City. And you're like,
yeah,
all
right.
And
dude.
Then you follow and drown because it's...
So can I breathe underwater? Misa, don't know.
Yeah.
I'll test.
Check your pockets. Ah! But look, at this point you have Ewan. And yes. I feel Ewan, he was definitely more competent than Qui-Gon, and I think he's definitely more competent than Seamus Jim over here.
Ewan's thing, though, is like, and through the Phantom Menace, we'll follow Seamus Jim through thick and thin,
exactly.
Which is an issue, because there's definitely points where Ewan is like, Jim, I don't know about this, and Seamus is like...
No, we got this.
Are you sure you can breathe underwater, Master Jim? Yes, shut up.
Master Jim, we do have these breathing apparatus in our pockets.
I thought when you went to your pocket that you were implying I was going to be like, pick up my lightsaber, put it in my mouth, and just kill myself. Master Jim.
Is that what we need to do? Right? Okay.
He's undead. Yeah.
That's just Ewan.
The Adventures of Ewan
and Dead Seamus Jim. Okay, well, I guess I'm just getting to the part of the Phantom Menace where on Naboo.
So
later.
So you're on Naboo.
You've gone to the
Gungan
City.
You've met some Jar Jar. You've gone to the Gungan
City.
Boss
Nass. Hello, Boss Nass.
Why does he do the clicks?
That's just Gungan talk.
Gungan
does it.
Would you
still be siding up to Jar Jar or that guy who's like, Jar Jar's a cunt, fuck him. Would you then go for him
at
instead?
At this point, Zammit, I don't know what's happening.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I'm here looking for Anakin.
He's gone.
I'm in the Gungan City.
What's happened here to both you, my good friend, Joel Zammit, and you, my good friends, the listeners,
except the
ones that I don't like. Yeah, like you, Jackson's like, it's all right, I got one goal, I'm going to go to Anakin. Yeah. And then he's misremembered the film. Instead of going in the way that he wanted to go, he's sidetracked the way that the characters in the movie go, and now he's lost.
Yeah, I'm lost in the Phantom Menace. I need a map.
Jackson, you need a DVD copy of the Phantom Menace. look at the chapter selection to remember where to go.
I need to go back to main menu on my remote.
Yep.
Yeah.
Scene selection. Figure out okay, where I need to be.
Yeah, okay, so the good news is you have followed the Phantom Menace so far.
Have I jumped ahead, though?
No. But the bad news is you don't know where you need to go.
Yeah, so, yeah.
There's always a bigger fish.
Yes.
You need to think further ahead than where you currently are.
So currently you are in Boss Nass's chamber. Mm-hmm. Boss Nass is just like, why are you here?
I'm pretty sure he said his whole thing is like, we hate Naboo. And
yeah.
Qui-Gon's like, you're an idiot.
You're like, oh, what are you like? So, you have to explain the situation to Boss Nass. What do you say?
Hello, Boss Nass. My name is Seamus Jim.
Where's pod racing?
Where am I?
You're in the greatest Gungan city of Naboo.
I'm looking for pod racing so I can find Anakin
Skywalker. Pod racing! I know a thing or two
last
about
time
pod
I asked
racing.
A Gungan where pod racing was, he brought me here. Are you going to...
We know where pod racing is, and then we get the equivalent of some sort of underwater race.
Yeah. Is this what you want?
The Gungan Olympics. Now watching the Gungan Olympics?
This seems wrong.
Is there a time... No, there's no time limit on stuff that happens with Anakin in The Phantom Menace.
No, he's just kicking it sweet, being a slave boy, I guess.
Yeah.
I guess I'd ask Boss Nass if any of this was desert. Not this. I know we're underwater. Like, but.
No desert on Naboo.
Where's the nearest desert?
He shrugs, points to the sand. Take it up, I guess. Let it dry out.
I don't know if that'll work.
Sure?
I'm not trying to make a desert. Maybe I go back to the. Where the Jedi's live, the Jedi planet? Coruscant?
They're on
Coruscant.
Croissant. I go back to Croissant.
You go to the Jedi temple and they're like, what are you doing?
Okay. So.
No.
All right, so.
Middle of a meeting. Hi, I got lost.
So now you got to get off Naboo. So I guess you get that weird submarine ship.
There's always a bigger fish.
Yep.
You get out, where the submarine. Is it also
so spaceship? Where are you going now?
To space.
So you hit a ship.
How did we get here?
It was an escape pod,
the escape
wasn't it?
Pod, yeah.
I think. I honestly couldn't remember that part either.
Okay.
And I still can't. I can't remember.
It was an escape pod.
Yeah.
There'll be ships around. We buy one. Whatever.
Okay, you buy one. Okay, you can Jedi mind trick, whatever.
So you buy one. Where in Naboo are you going?
This is what I do. Because I go up to the fellow. Jedi mind trick. I'm like, you're going to give me your spaceship. And where is the Jedi planet?
So you can get, look, we won't. Obviously, we're not going to make you direct us to Coruscant. You want to go to Coruscant, once you get a spaceship, it'll take you
I'm
there.
Still wait, because on Naboo...
Yes.
So they have to escape Naboo.
Why?
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
What's happening on Naboo?
Because there's an embargo or a trade wall or something. There's a ring around Naboo.
Yeah.
Well, how do they get out in the movie?
That's the thing.
Do they get out in the movie, Jackson?
I'll ask Ewan McGregor.
Well,
and he's like, I haven't seen The Phantom Menace.
I suppose if we manage to get some kind of ship and we just sneak past.
But it has to be small.
It has to be very tiny.
But also needs to be able to go to hyperspace.
Yeah. Can escape pods...
No.
They have no flying capacity. Escape pod is they just shoot us out.
I just wonder if there's a character we should have met on Naboo that may have helped us here.
We met Jar Jar Binks.
I just wonder if there's anyone else.
Are we bringing Jar Jar?
I don't care.
Well, you're the master, Seamus.
I'm just thinking if okay.
All right, Jar Jar, would you like to come on a space adventure?
Misa, come!
All right,
do you know where a... What did you say, Ewan? Hyper ship is?
No, we need a small... Maybe a stealth... Because again, we've got to get a small
Misa
spaceship.
Misa, just wonder if maybe there's a character involved in a prequel trilogy that maybe we haven't met yet that maybe be involved heavily.
I'll sit down Misa on a rock. Is Nicole Kidman in...
Misa think you so closer.
Are we underwater still?
I imagine us on the bank.
It's like sitting on an underwater rock.
Is Nicole Kidman?
So
in
the film?
Misa thinks that maybe you're focusing on one child and not forgetting about the other half
aspects,
of it.
Yeah. Well, are there many cities on Naboo?
Who can say?
Because, we don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So, ideally, you'd be trying to go to a main city in Naboo.
Yeah, that's
probably
the plan.
The closest one to the Gungan city to try and get a
space
flight.
Well, that's, I assume, where we went. That big... There's a gunfight in there, I recall.
Yeah, that's later on.
Am I doing that? later on.
Maybe.
To be honest, probably not.
No. You're not involved. You're too, like, Qui-Gon.
Yeah.
Busy dying at that
point. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Sick. Okay. So we go to that place. We find.
So it's under siege by droids.
Uh huh.
I don't think at this point it is.
Isn't it?
No.
Yeah. All right. Great. We go to the city.
Yeah.
We find. It's not Nicole Kidman.
No.
But it's like Nicole
maybe
Kidman.
A queen.
Queen Amidala!
Yay!
Queen Amidala! I just remembered you, and we gotta find Queen Amidala.
Yeah, cool.
Then I arrive at
Jar Jar Binks still. Misa wondering what we're doing with Queen Amidala.
We'll figure that out when we get there, Jar Jar.
Okay,
so fast forward, you get to Queen Amidala.
Right. Misa at the palace, which is where you wanted to go. Yeah,
fabulous. Queen Amidala.
Misa here.
We need to get out of this planet because I got to go back to the Jedi planet.
Uh-huh.
Unfortunately.
We've got the problem of the trade.
Have you got
Federation.
A small hypership?
We probably do have a small hypership.
Yeah.
My ship, which is small yet can jump into hyperspace,
perfect.
Which I believe is
that's
something
all. I think Ewan said we needed.
I'm going to send my hand.
No, you're going to send your hand maiden.
Oh yeah,
well,
no,
madam, be my guest. Now, as a person who knows Star Wars: The Phantom Menace, would you take the handmaiden or would you take Queen Amidala?
Ham maiden?
Hand.
Then no, I'll take Queen Amidala.
Cool. As I assumed.
Yeah.
Get to the Jedi planet, finally. Knock, knock. I got lost.
So, okay. Before, I was like, I'm just going to take stock into what he's currently done. Oh, no, he skipped a lot. All right,
into a different...
Yeah, okay.
Oh, no. He's...
So he's gone through... Because the reason they go to the Tatooine is because they get shot to shit.
Yeah.
And they get damaged.
You've given him the magic piece now.
Yeah.
I don't even think he's realised.
Yeah,
no, he hasn't. You're stupid as shit. We literally just told you and you weren't listening.
So getting out of Naboo, what happens?
He's get shot to shit.
You get shot to shit? Or you go straight to Coruscant?
Well, am I getting shot to shit? That's not my choice. That's the universe, baby.
Sort of do. But also...
He probably does. All right, you get shot to shit.
Great.
Okay.
Not good. I wanted to get to the Jedi planet.
As you're going to the Jedi planet, uh-huh. There's that guy that I think was in Water Rats. He's like, hey,
what?
There's some damage piloting. There's been some damage here. But there is a lovely planet. It's called Tatooine. It's a desert planet here. Maybe we make a little pit stop there. Cool. We do a pit stop.
I get out.
Yep.
Am I doing the pit stop where they do the pit stop in The Phantom Menace?
I assume yes.
Anakin Town. Okay.
Well done.
Anakin!
I'm looking for a little boy named Anakin Skywalker full of bugs. You'll know him when you see him.
Oh, okay. I'm just going to guess you asked like the first person you see. Maybe there's like the dock master of
this
equivalent. Yeah, he's Watto's boy.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but
I remember
But also,
Watto.
Bad news for you. Everyone hates Jedi. Or doesn't think you're real.
Yeah.
Well, that's... Well, which one? Because they're different.
Either.
Well, if they don't think I'm real, then, you know...
But they don't think you're real in the same way that, like, if you were walking down the street and someone said, I'm a wizard, you'd be shut up.
Yeah. Well, that doesn't bother me. They can have whatever opinion they want about me.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to turn the other cheek like Christ.
Okay, all right. So I'm the first person you run into.
Okay. Hello, good sir. My name's Seamus Jim. I'm looking for Anakin Skywalker.
Who are you? You don't look like you're from around here.
I just said Seamus Jim.
Where are you from?
Originally?
I'm walking away.
I'll find him.
All right. I'll try again. I'll be a new character, though.
Hello, how you doing? My name's Seamus Jim. Yuck.
All right, now I guess you've walked into a cantina.
Yeah.
Hello, sir. How can I help you
today? Hi, my name's Seamus Jim. I'm looking for Anakin Skywalker.
Do you want a drink or not?
No, I'm looking for Anakin.
Get out of my bar.
Why'd I come in?
Guess what? Tatooine hates you.
I
and
to
everyone.
To jeers, that's why.
Every single person on Tatooine is a cunt.
Yeah, it's true.
Well, I don't remember what Watto looks like, right?
Okay.
Do you remember what he does?
Yeah, I was about to say, okay, what does Watto do?
Sells trash.
So he works at a...
junkyard.
Okay. Correct. How many junkyards are there in Tatooine? I would assume a lot.
Yeah, it's probably one.
Well, I'll wait till the pod race then, because I know we'll be there. Right?
But no, because Anakin won't enter the pod race unless... Yeah.
It's a way to get
pod race happens, the Bulba wins.
Aren't there meant to be a little boy here?
Ben Quadrinalis or whatever? He's a little boy on his planet.
Ben Quadrinalis. Anakin? No?
No, I'm Ben.
Do you know where Anakin...
Who?
We don't know.
You and we're in trouble.
Oh, no. Master Seamus, I see some kind of demon boy coming towards us in a black robe.
Who the hell is that? Oh, no! We didn't even get Anakin. I gotta tell him he's full of bugs. Ewan, letting you know, I do not know how to fight with a lightsaber. Darth Maul cuts me in half on the sand.
Also, do you know who's not with you at this point?
Whom?
Ewan.
Where did we leave him?
He stays on the ship.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't be having that.
He'd keep coming with you. Where's that Queen Amidala coming?
She'd be coming as well.
Okay. So everyone's coming.
Everyone's coming. Presumably Jawas have taken your ship.
Yeah.
You should have left someone on that, eh, you?
So, wait, did you take the water rat pilot?
No, he can stay. I don't know him.
Okay. He might have been captured by Jawas.
Yeah, well, I think the thing is that they need to do repairs on the ship while they're waiting.
Mm.
Yeah. Well, Queen Amidala's not doing the repairs.
No.
Queen Amidala is getting massacred by Darth Maul, like me. Who the whole time is attacking me. I'm like, who are you? I don't remember who you are in the movie. Do I know you? Does Seamus know you, I mean? What's happening?
Oof! Cut from nuss to mouth!
Split up the middle like a banana! And then I die in the sand.
Okay, so...
Did I shamelessly replace Qui-Gon Jinn?
So I guess, look, some great things that you've done is, I guess, the Trade Federation maybe win.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The original Queen Amidala, the actual Queen Amidala, is probably taken prisoner because she's back on Naboo. Mm. Maybe what you've done, though, is, look, maybe...
Wait, did I not take the real
Queen? No.
Padme is still... Yeah.
Whoa!
Yeah.
So, what you might have done, though, is Anakin Skywalker, who is alive on Tatooine, might see, say, the Queen Amidala / the Handmaiden.
Yeah.
And be like, wow, are you an angel? Mm-hmm. And maybe they just start a quiet life in Tatooine.
That's nice.
Kind of neat!
That's good, except doesn't she get massacred by Darth Maul?
Oh, well, she gets Darth... Yeah, like, I thought she might have run away, but I guess...
I don't know, Darth Maul seemed pretty ruthless. He looked like Satan, so, you know.
He did look like Satan.
And the Jedis, I assume, were like, well, you know, that seems for the best.
What's Ewan up to? Because Ewan might have saved you.
Yeah, that's
true. No, because Ewan's not... Ewan's still a very fresh Padawan at this point.
Yeah, he's a Padawan.
Because him killing Darth Maul is like a shock.
Yeah.
So he's also got massacred.
Which means no one raises Anakin, which means Star Wars doesn't happen.
Star Wars doesn't happen in the way that it's meant to.
Leia's still alive, I guess.
How is Leia alive, Jackson? Who's Leia's dad?
Well, she could still be born.
Who's Leia's mum? They haven't met. Your grandfather parody exists, motherfucker. So let's follow the event of I guess the Phantom Menace from Anakin's perspective.
Sure.
He's a slave of Watto. Uh-huh.
Stays
a slave of Watto. The pod race happens. He's like, damn, I wish I could enter that.
Well, he would have watched it and probably liked it.
Who's that guy who's going up to every single contestant and asking them if they're me?
He seems scary. I might just stay here and
he seems unhinged and very confused.
Would Watto have sold his mum to somebody? And
The thing is, Anakin would have been killed at that point, probably.
Yeah.
It's like, would the mum still have been got by Sand Raiders?
Probably.
Yeah. Well, that's not my fault. I got confused.
What happens to a Jedi, or well, a Force-sensitive boy who's full of bugs in the wild? Was he the son of Darth Plagueis the Wise? Are they keeping a track on him?
Well, I mean,
because now you have no Jedi interference. Is it a lot worse?
Well, yeah, it's probably just fast track to Vader, because Palpatine probably doesn't need to pull any strings. You can just go pick him up.
Yeah,
Palpatine is waiting for me to arrive with
Well, if...
Does Palpatine, like, is it like a shock when they get Anakin, or is he like, oh, all part of my plan? So if I, like, don't arrive... Like,
I'm going to tell you about Darth Plagueis the Wise.
Yeah.
He made a boy, maybe, and I killed him.
But if Seamus McGillicuddy, or whatever my name was, doesn't arrive back in the Jedi Temple, is Palpatine going to be like, wait a second,
and hang on, he's that boy? Palpatine's also in Naboo. So he might be king of Naboo in a bit, like, real easy.
Yeah.
Basically, the events of Revenge of the Sith probably happened just faster.
Yeah.
So you end the trilogy without the movie in the middle, but also the clones still exist. Jedi get massacred. But they probably don't need to pretend. Like, Order 66 is probably from go to war.
Anakin might just be kicking it sweet in Tatooine for a bit.
Yeah, but I think the Palpatine just got the Jedi to raise him and then was just like, bad secrets.
Yeah.
Oh, you're evil now. Basically, think
about
it. Did
Palpatine know about him, though, until he rocked up? And he's like, fuck, that kid's full of bugs.
He would have sensed him at some point.
Surely.
Especially probably when the sand people think.
Probably
happened.
When I turn up and I'm like, there's a kid on Tatooine full of bugs. He's like, I should see what Quagga's Jones
is talking
about.
Hang on, because if you're fighting Darth Maul,
yeah,
screaming, I'm just here for Anakin, he's full of bugs.
Darth Maul kills you, picks up Anakin.
Yeah, Darth Maul's like, what the fuck?
Who?
Goes in there, goes to this kid, what's going on? He's like, oh, blah, blah. He kills Watto. Watto's dead.
The only thing that may prevent Star Wars happening, which apparently was your goal based on what you said before, is that if Darth Maul sees through Palpatine's plan, Darth Maul could kill Anakin.
Or Darth Maul raises Anakin.
Yeah.
Kills Palpatine.
I've made a cooler move. It's a very comedic farce for the first two-thirds, and the end is sick.
Yeah, like, you've definitely at least beefed up Darth Maul's, like, role in Phantom Menace, which is
nice. In a way, I've created a new genre of film.
And what's that?
I don't have a name for it yet, but it's where you watch a really annoying comedy for the first two-thirds, but then the protagonist is killed, and you're like, thank God, and then you've got such a feeling of relief, and the final third is really cool.
Because, like, interesting things happen.
Yeah. Like, imagine if two-thirds through Paul Blart Mall Cop, he died and the end was sick. That's a new genre of film.
Not a genre.
It's a new genre of film, James.
Oh, my God. Just because you keep saying it's a new genre of film over and over again doesn't mean
it's
true.
Well, it's a new... What's the hero's journey?
It's a new hero's journey. It's
Glenn
a hero's
Campbell's
stop.
The hero's journey. I've made a new one. I don't know what I'm calling it yet, but I've made a new one. A filmic structure, then. Anyway, did I shamelessly replace?
Maybe not shamelessly replaced.
You literally caved the entire Star Wars saga in on itself. Yeah. So no. Yeah, no, you didn't shamelessly replace him.
Though you have made shame. Something kind of cool.
A new genre of film.
So,
or to quote you just before. For a new filmic structure.
A new filmic structure where, like,
a hero's journey where the end of the journey is death. Yeah.
Well,
and
it's,
then a
it's
new
not
thing.
The hero's journey, but it's a structure like the hero's journey. Yeah. The fool's death. Anyway, who could you shamelessly replace?
Well, I think you've done a commendable job. But I reckon I could shamelessly replace Yoda.
Okay,
in Empire Strikes Back.
Well, you're just Seamus then.
Yeah,
he's because Yoda only has one name.
Yeah, so I'm just Seamus.
Yeah,
Shameda.
I'm Shameda. First thing is, I'm not going to talk like a big idiot. I'm just like, hey, whatever. Yeah, come see me. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm a swamp dickhead. What's going on?
Could you train Luke, though? Like, that's kind of the point.
But does Yoda train? Yeah, it's easy.
Yeah.
Yes, to answer your question, yes, Yoda does train Luke.
Yeah.
It's kind of a big deal.
Yeah.
Just, I mean, hey, I know we don't see it, but yes.
Yeah.
Yes, Yoda does train Luke.
Yeah.
What does he do specifically? Because let's see if Zama could replicate this.
Okay,
things.
So first thing that happens, Luke crashes on Dagobah.
Ah, shit. My backyard.
Okay.
So then you come out. Do you look like you?
Yeah. He's in a robe.
He's like, oh, I thought in Yoda's robe?
No. It's very tight.
Tiny little robe. Penis
Cause,
out.
Because Luke's whole thing is at first is like, who the fuck are you? You annoying little swamp rat thing.
Yeah.
I'm looking for Master Yoda. You probably don't know him. You piece of shit. And he's like,
You're like, I'm Master
no,
Seamus.
No, I do not.
Do you mean Master Seamus?
I might have done. Perfect.
Anyway, so he crash lands on a thing. He's like, I'm here to fucking find Shame it.
Ah, cool. Well, first off, I'd get out like a sweet like swamp durry and get my lightsaber okay. and light it.
Mm-hmm. Get a lightsaber, something Yoda doesn't have.
Yes. Okay.
But if I was Luke, I'd be like, that checks out. This guy's the guy.
I don't know. That's what I mean. Yeah, like, he's. Yeah. I think when he sees you, he's going to be like, oh, this guy's the guy because you're a guy in a swamp.
Yeah. What I really like is that, because Zammit, it's not like the film. It's like Zammit and Yoda swapped at some point, which means that it's become really apparent to Luke that this is not Zammit's house. Because it's tiny.
It's very tiny.
When Zammit is in the bed with his legs hanging over the end and Luke's like, are you sure?
Yeah.
This is your house?
You can't stand up in it.
Yeah, no, I like it like
It's good
that.
Like that.
It's good. It's good for
Seems
my posture.
Seems like you're cramping a lot. No! Nah!
The bed, in fact, probably only fits half of you.
Yeah. I like having my top half in bed and then my belly resting on the floor
and my legs kicking.
It's not good for me.
Kick open the fridge.
This is why I moved to the swamp. I didn't like all this judgment, Luke.
Okay.
I want to live how I live.
All right.
Yeah.
Luke lands, and unlike Yoda, he realizes pretty much immediately that you must be the Jedi.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
What's your go?
Well, what do you need? You need to be trained, yeah?
Yes.
It's very simple. You've got the Force in you. You just got to, like, keep just fucking keep at it. Just keep doing what you're doing. We're going to do some exercises. I'm going to do some squats.
Okay. Good core. That's important. I think you're going to accidentally train Luke physically.
Yeah, I will train him physically because I'm always going to be like, a healthy body is a healthy mind.
It's good to imagine Luke coming back and he's like, well, I'm no better at the Force, but I'm fucking yoked.
Yeah.
Maybe I could just suplex Palpatine.
So I'm going to train him like that, could, like, do some jogs, send him on some errands, and then be like, okay, now we're going to lift shit with our mind. All right, try lifting that rock. Starting small.
Okay. So you've not trained him in the Force at all, so he just...
Yeah, oh, no, he's
I thought you were starting
with
the X-Wing, I'm sorry.
No, okay. We're not starting with the X-Wing, that's crazy.
It's good to imagine you being like, all right, get the X-Wing out, and you just strap like ropes to his back and he's got to physically pull it out.
So
first off, we spend a good, maybe a 6-week program of getting him jacked.
Okay, right, great. So yoked Luke, good.
I got some terrible news.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, not terrible.
Great news.
Yeah, potentially good news. Yeah, Luke's not leaving Dagobah.
Okay.
Why not?
Ever.
Sick.
Unless someone brings him a new ship because you've just left the X-Wing underwater for 6 weeks.
Yeah.
How long's Luke there in the movie?
Well, the X-Wing comes out immediately in the movie. Yoda lifts it out.
Oh, highly. Yeah. Well, do I have to...
No, it's fine. Yeah. The X-Wing's fucked.
Do I have to lift it or can... He can lift it later. Wait a minute. No, fucking in like one of the other films, the X-Wing's underwater for like a billion years. He lifts it out and he hops in, legally splitters off the planet.
It'll when?
Be a bit damp.
And one of the Ray does it.
Is that the... Oh, yeah. Ray does get the X-Wing
Fuck
out.
Fuck you, that's I'm true. Right.
That's although, true. That is... It is normal ocean and not a swamp, but all right. Look, I thought you were being like, yeah, Luke flies it. I'm like, no, that was a projection.
Yeah, I know it was a projection, but Rey, and she's been there for like 40 fucking years or something, and she hops in, and it fucking works straight away.
It won't smell good, but...
Yeah, there might be some like swamp eels living in it,
but it'll run.
And maybe like hopefully some birds make a nest out of it. No,
plus, Zammit does have the Force, because I had the Force. So good. You could just lift it out.
Yeah.
Okay. No, I was just trying to do the same thing that we did with you, which was like he forgot something. I was like,
well, I have. It's 6 weeks. Yeah, it's not going to be great. It's going to smell like a swamp.
Yeah.
He's not going to be happy when he leaves. But yeah, 6-week program. I'm a healthy body. Mm-hmm. Get him real fucking jacked. And then we
muscle
start.
Muscle Luke.
You know, and then maybe we take, like, we'll do like a, like, you know, a 5-day kind of thing where it's like mostly he's going to be working on like his body. Mm-hmm. And 1 day a week, we're going to be focusing on the mind.
What's that
going to
look like?
Well, it's going to be lift this rock up with your mind.
Okay.
And I'm going to show him how to do it, and I'm like, repeat after me. A lot of, like, basically, I do this, you do that. Go on.
Mirror neurons. How does Yoda train Luke? Like, how
the
how
big you... thing is the cave.
Oh, yeah, the cave.
Oh, fuck, the cave!
All right. So this is
6 weeks.
And it's also a lot of Luke's training comes from, like, the fact that Yoda is so powerful but looks like a sack of shit and acts like a clown.
Yeah.
And... Luke's whole thing is like, do not judge. Like, it doesn't matter what people
well,
look
I'm
like.
Well, I'm going to be looking like I'm incompetent. But he's like, well, he's powerful, maybe. And I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, I guess when you're like, oh, shit, the cave.
Plus, we can joust a bit.
Yeah.
So I've got a lightsaber. That's cool.
Okay.
Dangerous.
Yeah, it feels like you might, you know.
Someone might lose a hand early.
Yeah. But that's okay. Yeah,
but this time it could be you.
If exactly. If Luke loses a hand early, that means when he's going to lose a hand later, there's no space. Yeah, there's nothing.
Exactly. What you're going to do is just jam in the lightsaber where your hand used to be. Yeah, it'll be good.
Okay.
Anyway, go in that cave. It's going to be fun.
He goes in the cave. He sees Darth Vader. I don't remember what happened. Yeah.
He faces down.
He sees himself,
Darth Vader,
but Darth Vader. Do I know he's Darth Vader's kid?
I knew I had to look for Anakin.
But also Yoda knows,
Yeah.
I'll tell him that straight away.
I like when he gets back
straight
away.
Out of all the questionable things you've done, that one is a big one.
Yeah.
Okay, what's going to happen? After his scene is like him dad in him in the cave.
Yeah, when he sees his him dad, yes. Yeah.
And then I'm going to be like, right. What would you see? You saw Vader.
I saw my
dad. Yeah, you saw you, but your dad.
Wow, I saw my dad.
I mean, you
is
your Vader. Okay, look, cat's out of the bat. He's your daddy. So sorry. Also, you got a twin sister, Leia. Don't make out with her. You're gonna feel like you want to. Don't.
It's already happened.
It's too late.
What?
Yeah. What? Oh, no. Did you fuck her?
You didn't. Oh, no,
Luke,
her.
Tell me you didn't fuck her. Did you fuck her?
What?
No, we kissed once. She
like,
did
like
it.
On the cheek, yeah? Like you'd kiss a sister.
No.
Like
no, it was a sort of mouth kiss.
Was there tongue?
It was in the French style, yes.
No. I can't remember.
It's hard to tell because it all happens in the mouth. So
yeah, but like you can usually tell if you look at the people.
Can you like, I don't know, say some Hail Marys or something? Repent. You need to repent.
The Catholic faith.
You've got to understand that this is probably a lot for him. And I think...
like it's a lot for me. I'm talking to a sister kisser.
I like that you've chosen to know that his dad's Darth Vader, but not that this happened. Sometimes... Oh, yeah, no, because you... Okay, you rushed into it thinking that you were going to prevent it, but no, it happened. It already happened.
Yeah, that too happened
late.
To Joel's
too late.
I was too late. Also, you've probably just pushed Luke to the dark side.
Yeah. Well, good. Get the fuck out of my swamp, you goddamn incestual shit. Fuck off. Wait, is he showing remorse for kissing his sister? He doesn't seem like he's remorseful.
Well, I think
he doesn't think it's a big deal.
No, it should be.
He probably just doesn't think about it.
It's good to imagine though, as he's leaving,
he's pushing it down. It's not good. It's going to come up in ways later down. You got to let it out, Luke.
Have a cry, Luke.
It's not good. You can't keep those emotions in check. Let it out. Feel your emotions.
Passion, Luke. That's what's important.
You gotta
passion
feel
and
alive, Luke. You got to stop stifling it down. You got to feel something.
So what?
Be in touch with who you are.
A good thing that is, well, yeah, it's the movie for you from your perspective. Luke flies away in the X-Wing.
Whew.
And then... sometime later comes back with his dad and they kill you.
Why are you killing me?
Why would... you're the most powerful Vader wants you dead.
Why do you want me dead?
Also, Luke probably is going to blame you for a lot of this now.
Why me?
Because you trained Qui-Gon and you knew about Luke and you didn't tell him until it was too late.
Yeah.
So really? Yeah, you fucked it. And now you're dead.
Wait, well, hang on though. Can I force myself to be dead like Yoda?
That happens later. I mean, I can try.
Yeah, I will though. As he zooms away, I'm like, I don't want to be part of this world anymore.
You're lying in bed one night, like half asleep, and then you're like, oh no, they're gonna come back and kill me. Oh shit.
Dead from old age.
That's what he does anyway. Yeah. He lies there in his swamp bed and he's like, oh, none of this.
I mean, he's,
and he turns into a jacket.
It's great.
He's definitely sick and dying at that point.
It's also great to imagine.
Plus,
you're doing
I've had
it.
Like a death stick habit for. Look, to be honest, I might be like dead long
Luke
before
comes
you.
To Dagobah, there's a skeleton.
Just a little grave.
Yeah.
It's really good though that you, when you jumped into the realm of Star Wars, you're like, I'm gonna start smoking again.
It's good, mate.
You know, while I'm Seamus, I'm gonna take up
Seamus
that.
Is a smoker.
Yeah, I think in my
it
mind,
feels
Seamus
good for his character.
Smoker.
Yeah, so I'm gonna lay in my bed, belly on the floor, legs in the kitchen, and turn into a very tiny jacket before they come back and kill me.
That's good as well because then the
you
only...
prevented death with death. Clever.
Yeah, but I like that the we only Jedi that knows you weren't really Yoda is Luke because the jacket was Yoda's jacket. So he comes back and he's like,
wait, I'm Seamus. I might be fine. He's like, Dad, there's this fucking piece of shit living on a swamp, Seamus.
You're forgetting about the Force again. Yeah. The same way that Palpatine will find Anakin.
Yeah, they'll find you. You'll just have to die the moment you land on the planet.
Yeah, I don't have a ship, do I?
No.
Fuck. Well, either way, I've I'm happy knowing that I've sent Luke on his way, better in touch with his emotion as a more emotionally mature man, having to deal with the fact that he made out with his sister and his dad, some kind of space evil lord.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm dead. How'd I go?
So, did Return of the Jedi is now probably called Two Siths.
Yeah.
Star Wars Two Siths.
Yeah.
Great.
Leia is probably fills the role of Luke, I guess.
Mm-hmm, okay. Because there is another. Ah, fuck. Ewan comes to me. What'd you do that for?
What the fuck? You're not Yoda. I'm Seamus.
My master I remember is Seamus.
God damn Seamus.
Yeah.
Seamus is the reason.
So you cop an earful before you die from Ewan.
I cop an earful as I'm a ghost,
you're a
mate.
Ghost.
I'm already dead. I can't get away from this. Yeah. It's like, fuck. Oh, what now, Ewan?
Did you rob Yoda of an honorable death?
There is another, I guess, still happens, but...
What do you mean another? Oh, yeah, no, he knows about that. Why?
Yoda knew it, but you... What?
Yeah, but Luke knows about it.
Oh, yeah,
Luke does know about it now.
So, Luke... What do you want? What are we now? Okay, what's the plan now, Ewan?
Well, it's now... the end of Star Wars will be a sisters versus brothers thing as Leia goes up against
Han
Luke.
Han Solo fucks off.
Yeah.
No, he doesn't. He stays carbonite.
He's carbonite for good, baby.
Yeah. So Jabba's... chill about it. Leia's got bigger fish to fry than sorting out that carbonite. Mess. So, I mean, Luke also doesn't roll in.
Do they team up and kill Palpatine?
No, because Luke is a bad guy now.
Yeah, no, but I thought they might want to kill.
No, when Palpatine's because ruling me, he's like
No.
Nice try. No. Okay.
What's going to happen probably kill Leia.
Yeah.
So I feel.
Because she is a stronger willed than your version of Luke. And
he's being very passionate though now.
Yes.
Yeah, passionate about the dark side.
All emotions. He's feeling a lot. He's got a lot going.
Also, and you've probably given him shame about what's happened, which means
he probably
wants to kill.
Because honestly, I've seen the later films and he does not seem that shameful.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
And he should.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean,
I will say though,
he avoids his sister in the sequels entirely. Let's not forget that.
But Zamet shamelessly inserted himself much better than I did. Okay.
No, you both did the same thing.
I got an F.
Got a D. I feel I've maybe invented some kind of cool new filmic device. Structure, yes.
Where
the first two thirds. A bumbling idiot tries to train a man and then guilts him into becoming evil.
You're forgetting that your section of the movie is only 15 minutes. So it's still the same movie. It's just that the hero's journey turns to he becomes a villain, which I think is already a thing.
Yeah,
you've just given him it's just Anakin again. If anything, everyone boos you because, we just saw this in the prequels.
Bring back Jackson's filmic structure. That was new. Anyway, you've talked a lot of shit. Yeah. How are you going to shamelessly?
All right, so we've spoken about the Jedi. I'm going to become a shim.
Yep. Yeah.
And that's going to be Luke Shimwalker. But in The Last Jedi.
Last Jedi, Luke Seamus Walker, Shim Walker.
Yeah.
All right,
Luke Shim Walker.
Yeah, how are you shimlessly replacing
him? Is it Shim because he misses his mum? So
no, it's Shim because Shim short for Seamus.
Shmi?
Yeah, her name is Shmi, yes.
I miss Shim Skywalker.
Wait, what's Palpatine's real name?
Shiv.
Shiv.
No, that's what he wants to do with his lightsaber.
Yeah. Okay, so Rey arrives.
She's like, here's your lightsaber. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
I don't throw it away, but I also don't do much better.
Do you train her?
And now a quick word from our sponsors.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Also, did you know we do too many shows across the SansPants Radio Network? Take D&D's for Nerds, an actual play Dungeons & Dragons podcast that I'm mostly on. Never played D&D in your life? Don't worry, up until we started, I hadn't either. Meticulously edited by yours truly, so you don't have to hear all the faff and math that interrupts a good fantasy story. Each campaign is standalone, and while veteran listeners will pick up characters, events, and places across the seasons, new listeners can start at any adventure. Just search for D&D's for Nerds on iTunes or Spotify, or head to our website, sanspantsradio.com.
Again, similar to how... See, this is the thing.
Mm.
Luke doesn't really. I mean, he does, but only...
Like, eventually.
She trains herself.
Yeah.
Through him just being like, this is my day.
Yeah.
Look, you can... Please stop following
all
me.
Right, also, how much cheaty milk you sucking?
Heaps.
Yeah, that's good.
That's the best.
That's the best part of my day.
Yeah. Damn right.
It's good to imagine that you do train her, but everything you put in the context of sucking titty milk from the cow. In a way, the Force is like this cow's titty milk, and I'm like all the Jedi. Observe.
You think there's a limited amount of Force, but it just keeps coming back day after day, baby.
Yeah.
I guess I also probably feel the same shame that Luke felt. But a different shame to the shame that Zammit tried to show Luke to feel.
Uh-huh. So you're fine with kissing your sister.
No,
that's cool.
It's not what...
Weird.
Wait, is your shame from sucking the cow?
No, my shame is from the same shame that Luke had shame from.
Why do you have that? You're Joel Dushan.
No, because it's still the same thing happened.
It's Luke Shim.
I'm Luke Shim.
Okay. Also, hey, do you get to talk to your ghost like Luke talks to his ghost?
Sure.
Because you're getting like Seamus and Seamus over your shoulders.
No, that is not how this happened. Everyone got put in. Oh, wait, no, Ewan remembered Seamus. So, yeah, I guess my two ghosts are the two Shims. Two Seamuses. Yes, Seamuses.
Yeah, that's us. We're the Seamuses.
You did
what
nothing
to
good.
That little boy.
Oh, hey, Seamus, I trained you bad.
What happened to Ben Quadrenellis?
Was he that Jedi?
How is he doing these days?
Well, I guess dead. I'd probably.
Oh! Oh, I guess did Sebulba like become a world like a little galactic champion?
He already was.
Oh, sick.
Good on him.
Yeah.
But he did it from cheating.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, but like, so basically the same thing still happened. Like,
yeah. A lot of Star Wars has continued to happen despite our best attempts, and that's impressive.
All right, so we're there being like, who's this lady?
Yeah.
She's this.
She got how many bugs?
She's got heaps of bugs. We don't talk about bugs that much anymore, though.
Oh, yeah.
And look, I'm just going to tell her the truth. Hey, yeah, being a Jedi, I made some terrible decisions. I don't really want to train again. Last time I trained someone, they got dead.
Okay. Well, that's disappointing, but thank you for your time. She goes.
And I wave.
Sick. Back to the island. Back to eating porgs and milk.
Yep.
Okay, so then you're not there to save the day at the end on the salt planet, presumably?
You're not
going to
project there? You're just going to be like, she's got this.
It's good if you do project, but you're just sucking the titty milk on the salt.
I'd probably project into... I would just project to... Because I have the Force power.
You do.
Yeah. I just project to Kylo Ren and being like, hey, fuckhead. Relax.
So he attacks you. He realizes you're not real. He's like, oh... Well, never mind
that. And then I'll be like, no. If you turn around, I'm over here. And then I project somewhere else.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, so no, I'm
real
Bugs
now. Bunny in you.
So you're annoying him further.
Yeah. To give everyone
I took
a
wrong turn at Albuquerque or whatever.
Ah, also, let's not forget that Luke delays in The Last Jedi, but Rey is the one who saves the day. And I've sent Rey there faster, which means that's probably fine. Because she's on the other side of the rocks, remember? And then she moves the rocks.
Yeah.
So that probably just happens earlier.
So is she moving the rocks before they even get there?
Well, no, she probably still... She'd move the rocks.
How
I guess.
Early is like too early?
Yeah, she arrives on the salt planet. And she's like, yeah, he did not want to help. So we're gonna think of something else.
I'll help, but like just not.
He's too busy sucking like sea titty milk. Yeah, yeah. Then he's just like he's got some like I guess survivor's guilt or something. Yeah, he's like fucked up. You mentioned something about last person he trained died. Who was that?
We just need to think of a different solution.
Yeah,
that's very funny. Then when you turn up at the end and she's like, I thought you what? Yeah.
Pick. He's the guy that I meant. By killed, I mean he killed all my students because I tried to kill
this
him.
This is not the time to be explaining
it. Like, yeah, well, you could have. Why you asked the question?
You could have explained that last time. You said it. You sort of said it was like a you last time you trained someone, they died. You kind of implied it was a singular. I don't know. It was weird.
Yeah, well, it's not that weird because it's from a certain perspective.
Anyway, Kylo's behind you.
Oh, stab me, just kidding. I'm a vision. Oh, now I'm over here.
Oh, yeah, that's what you wanted. He wanted to shake his fist at you in front. Frustration. Well, you've not really done much.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't call it. You've seamlessly replaced him by making so little difference on the universe.
Yeah.
But you've
done
difference.
Less.
Yeah.
So little difference is maybe all I needed.
Yeah, look, you did suck a lot of sea titty milk.
I probably got sea lactose intolerant from too much sea titty milk.
Yeah.
Look, I'm a big fan of that.
Yeah. So turning up on the salt flat. Sick to your guts.
Yeah.
Hold on a second.
Okay, so yeah, so you are delaying Kylo because you're having a chat with him.
Yeah. I think the only difference is that Rey doesn't mourn your death.
Yeah.
Or do you die afterwards?
Yeah. I'm still projecting. Yeah, probably just die from shitting my pants.
Dysentery. Do you have a nice chat with your sister?
No. Yeah. You're like, I don't know you. I'm really Jill Dushot.
I think we made out once. It was weird. It shouldn't have happened. I'm so
again,
sorry. Mm-hmm. Have the shame. You should have had the shame.
Well, it's,
Seamus as a ghost is still mad. How are you not feeling shame?
How old am I as a ghost? How long's it been?
It was a thing when we didn't know and then we're like, oh, yuck. And then didn't do it again.
Well, no, you didn't. No one said, oh, yuck. Everyone, you just ignored it. You didn't.
Might have said, oh, yuck, off screen.
Yeah, well, like, I hope you did.
Maybe you saw a space therapist.
You should have.
Yeah. It's unclear. It's not addressed in the text.
It's fine.
But you wouldn't say anything to Leia because you have no emotional responsibility
but also, like,
to
it's
it.
Not, I'm... Like, she's going to be like, you couldn't show up in person? I'm like, no, I'm actually shitting my guts out. What difference does it make to her?
Yeah,
and then
I guess
yeah, you join the two other Seamuses in the sky. We become the three Seamuses.
Yeah, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
Seamus Wars.
Finally, we're getting a bit of Christianity to this
Star
Wars.
Okay, so we got an F from Jackson, a D. See, a D implies that Zammit passed, and I don't think he did.
Hey, I made a very jacked evil Skywalker. That's pretty cool.
Well, I guess if that happens, then, like, Rey comes to my planet and I'm hit, I just
you're
kill
just
her.
Working out.
just curling that sea cow.
I guess Man of Steel her?
Yeah.
She fights me, I break her neck.
Oh. Now you have an F turn.
Yeah, now you definitely have an F.
Well, that's because I was trained wrong. No, but in my version I did the same, like, yeah.
Well, basically it's an F, a D, and you got like a pass and no notes on your work.
Yeah,
I got a C minus and no notes. No corrections. I'm like, I don't know how to improve.
If you have like a parent teacher interview, the teacher's gonna be like coasting.
He's just coasting.
I know he has the potential to be better, but I just feel like he just doesn't want to access that
as someone who got that a lot potential. This is fine.
And on that note, I've been Seamus.
I've been Seamus.
And I've also been Seamus. Star Wars, it's easy.
Thanks for listening. If you want to help support this show and all the other shows on the Sans Pants Radio Network, just head to sanspantsradio.com and consider joining the Sans Pants Plus community. There's over 20 bonus shows, a Sans Pants Plus Discord, exclusive video content, and discounts on merch. Just head to sanspantsradio.com and follow the links. Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.